Chapter 3. The World of Our Bodies. Unit 5. Processes of a Virus at Work. A virus is a microscopic particle that infects the cells of plants and animals. A virus is not considered an organism. It does not show any life processes, such as reproduction or growth, outside of a living cell. When it finds a host cell, however, the virus becomes active. It uses the cell's structure to multiply. All viruses have a core of nucleic acid surrounded by a protective shell. This shell is made of protein and is called a capsid. In addition, some viruses are inside a wrapping of proteins and fatty materials. The genes of the virus are in its core, in the form of either DNA or RNA, and transmit hereditary information. Viruses remain dormant until they actually invade a cell. Therefore, a human body can carry a great number of viruses without getting sick. Only when the virus introduces its nucleic acid into a cell does disease occur. A bacterial virus infects a bacterial cell by attaching to the cell and inserting its viral genes into the cell. The viral genetic material will take over the cell's activity to make it produce many new viral particles called virions. It will also become part of the host cell's genes. When this happens, it will be duplicated along with the genes. When the cell divides, both new cells will carry the viral genes. A viral infection of a plant or animal cell can happen in one of four ways. First, the virus can remain dormant in the host cell, producing no effect. Second, it can kill the cell. This happens through a process called lysing. During lysing, virions are eventually released outside the cell by filling the host cell until it bursts. Upon bursting, the host cell dies, and the virions go on to infect new host cells. As a third possibility, virions can cause the host cell to divide, increasing the number of virions. The release of the virions is not always accompanied by the bursting of the host cell. Sometimes the virions will detach from the cell without killing it. Finally, a viral infection can transform the cell. This causes the cell to divide and take on abnormal growth patterns, becoming cancerous. Cells containing virions can remain healthy, but continually pass the viral genes to each new generation, unless something causes the viral genes to take over and become active. If that happens, the infection will then follow one of the possibilities described above. Sometimes when a virus infects a bacterial cell, the genes of the bacteria are incorporated in the newly created virions. In this way, the bacterial genes can be transmitted to other host cells. It is difficult to treat viral infections with drugs. This is because most drugs that prevent the development of the virus also end up keeping the host cell from working. Animals, however, have some built-in mechanisms to combat viral infections. For instance, the human immune system responds to some viral infections by creating antibodies that neutralize the virus and prevent reinfection. This immune response forms the basis of the development of vaccines to prevent infections. In animals, viral infections sometimes remain localized. This means that they are limited to one area. This is the case for respiratory viruses such as influenza. The flu is an infection of the respiratory passages that is spread by breathing in airborne cells infected with influenza viruses. Vaccines can help reduce the number of cases of influenza. However, there are so many strains of the virus that it is impossible to provide immunity from all of them. Some viral infections can spread throughout the body. One example is HIV, the human immunodeficiency virus. Over the course of several years, this viral infection eventually develops into AIDS, acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, at which point symptoms appear. Since HIV destroys the body's immune system, people suffering from AIDS are at risk of catching a wide variety of infections that lead to death, including cancer and pneumonia. To date, there is no cure for or vaccine against this particular virus.